With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome back to Freedom Machines with Freddie Dobbs. I have been on the biggest high for the past 4 or 5 days or so because on Thursday afternoon, I got to test out the Royal Enfield Classic 500 and everything in my mind has been completely blown up after riding this bike. I can't stop thinking about it. I rode this little agricultural, completely outdated, totally undynamic motorcycle for about 3 hours, and I've never been so happy in my life, and it is honestly all I can think about now. For me, this is almost the most perfect motorcycle, purely because of the way it makes you feel. And isn't that all we're looking for, really? Okay, I'm going to get to that in a second, because this podcast episode is all about Royal Enfield Classic 500s, bullets, and also a quick look at the Classic 350 and the Meteor, because these bikes, for me, they're changing biking. They're changing everything that biking's about and everything that biking represents. And these are some bikes that I'm very seriously considering, because there's nothing more important in life. I saw this quote over the weekend, and this rings true with Royal Enfields and the Meteors, or whatever bike you like. It's just that I am personally loving Royal Enfields at the moment. But there's no greater justification, and there's no more importance than that should be placed on something than your happiness. Your happiness should be front and centre of absolutely everything. And of course, if you have a family, then you have to take that into account. But it goes with one and the same. If you're happy, your family will be happy. If your family are happy, you will be happy. But there should be nothing that's more important than your happiness. And the happiness that these Royal Enfields bring me, it's almost on another planet to anything else. And I'll get to that in a second. First of all, let me do some housekeeping. Right. Today's podcast episode is proudly brought to you by XL Moto. And at the moment, until the 27th of March, they have what I think is the best deal on jackets and jeans that there will ever be in the motorcycling world. There will never be another deal like it. I honestly believe that, because you can buy a pair of motorcycle jeans and a motorcycling leather jacket with all of the armour, which should be around £200 usually, which is already an incredible deal. But until the 27th of March 2022, you can get that for under £80. That's a jacket and jeans, both for under £80. I'll put a link in the written description of this podcast episode, or you can just Google XL Moto Course Kit Sale. Course is the brand that XL Moto stocks. I've got a pair of their slim fit jeans. Their slim fit jeans, incredibly good fitting jeans, retro style jackets. Go and have a look. One of the best deals I've ever seen. You probably In fact, you almost certainly won't be able to find brand new jeans and jacket for that price, so it is superb. Right. An apology from my side. I had a listener who kindly sent me an email. He said, Freddie, you said in a recent podcast that you drive 15,000 miles a year, but you declare that to your insurance that you only do 4,000 miles a year. If you had an accident, the insurance company can easily see how many miles you've done by looking at the MOT history online. Thus, they can use this to deny your claim payout. If you run someone over and your insurance company will refuse to pay out, hence you could be sued for potentially hundreds of thousands of pounds. This is in reference to a few months ago, and I admit I do have a bad attitude with this. I proudly said that I just say that I do 1,000 miles or so in my car and bike to get the insurance premiums down, when actually I do way more than that. So I mustn't be responsible, mustn't recommend that. Probably best that I start actually growing up a bit in that respect and get some proper insurance sorted. I think I've done it for the car now, to be fair. Maybe I do need to sort the bike out. But anyway, don't listen to that horrible advice from me. And thank you for sending that email in. Okay, there's one other thing I want to do just before I get to this Royal Enfield segment. Let's have a look. This is on my phone. Oh, okay, I've got to talk about this. Fuel prices with everything going on in Russia. And of course, all my thoughts going out to everyone in the Ukraine. Monica, my partner, she's Lithuanian. We were chatting because she had a few friends over. And we're having some wine. We're in Tenerife still, of course. Having some wine on the balcony, glorious evening, chatting about fuel prices and what's going on in Russia. In Lithuania, per litre, the price of fuel has now hit €2 a litre. €2 a litre. It is just completely unthinkable. In the UK, I've now seen prices at 188 pence a litre. And to give you an idea, I remember, I'm sure it was about a year and a half ago, it was about 110p a litre. Well, it's now 188p a litre in some places. But I've got a solution. And that solution is the Royal Enfield Classic 500. Because I have heard rumours, and I'm going to read out a bit of this in a second. I've heard rumours from owners that there's one owner that says it will do 90 mpg, and there's another owner that says his bike will return 120 miles per gallon on a tank. And I think that means that one tank on a Royal Enfield Classic will do over 270 miles on a tank. Sometimes I think, in biking, and with cars as well, we're going backwards. When I look at the fuel economy figures of some very simple cars from the 90s, you know, comfortably, I remember I had a Rover Metro, 1.4 litre diesel, atrocious little car, just at the end when British car manufacturing was on its knees and everything we're making was beyond useless. This was a little Rover Metro. It rusted at the sight of a drop of water, but it was averaging 80 mpg for me. This is from a 1993 car when Rover were basically bankrupt and they were doing that. You know, now we're still dancing when we hear a car averages 60 mpg. That's cause for dancing. Why aren't we progressing with mpg in vehicles? I don't know. I don't get it, honestly. So if you want something really economical, go back to the old school. Royal Enfield Classic, 120 mpg some owners are getting. So that is your solution to the current fuel energy crisis at the moment. Okay, right. So, I recently launched a video on YouTube about my afternoon with the Royal Enfield Classic 500. I had it for 3 hours. This bike, in fact, I'll get onto the bike in a second, but what I want to do now is read you a few insights from owners. I said basically, if there are any owners, I want to hear from you. I don't care if you're in the US, Europe or India. I want to hear from every Royal Enfield Classic 500 owner. Let me know your thoughts about the bikes. Put it in a comment on YouTube and let me see what they're all about from an owner's perspective. And I'm going to read out just a few. I've picked a selection, some Indian riders, some from the UK and I think one from the US as well, to give you a nice broad perspective on what these motorcycles are all about. Right, and I'm quoting here, and I will be I've got 8 insights here, but it's just so great hearing you know, these characterful bikes. They're owned by passionate riders. So have a listen to this. Okay, Freddie. Freddie, it sounds like I'm being big-headed here, but I'm just reading what people said. Freddie, I'd like this video 100 times if I could. Short of owning one for a while, and I still do, you've nailed it. My particular one is optimal at 60 to 70 kilometres an hour, let's say 40 to 50 miles an hour, where it's returning 120 miles per gallon. I'm in Asia, where most bikes are 100 to 125 cc's and dual carriageways have dedicated motorcycle lanes, and bikes doing those speeds are expected. Not so in the UK, and I'm sure it would blend in there with any other traffic, especially on dual carriageway. That might well be very fraught. I rode a Meteor 350, and that will comfortably cruise at 60 to 65 miles an hour, which would swing it for me if I were in the UK and wanted it for all conditions. The downside, I found the Meteor too sanitized to replace the old 500, and the ultimate experience but that experience only to be savored in the right conditions when it's magic. And that is so true. If you're comparing the Royal Enfield Classic 500, there is no motorcycle that's more characterful than this bike, and there is no motorcycle built in the past 20 to 30 years that has more of an old school charm. It is unlike anything else. In fact, you cannot compare it to anything else other than 1940s motorcycles from 1940. With regards to the Royal Enfield Meteor, now this is an interesting point, because the Royal Enfield Meteor is a much, much better bike. It's much better built. The quality of the finish is better. It's been screwed together and welded together better. And funnily enough, the 350cc engine, just as this rider in Asia said, the 350cc engine is a better engine. It's a stronger engine on the motorways. It's smoother. I could happily do 70 miles an hour on the motorway on the Meteor, whereas honestly, over 55 miles an hour on the 500cc Bullet, no more than 15 minutes, otherwise it's quite painful with all the shaking that's going on. But it's that nostalgia. You know, why is it that I cannot stop thinking about the Classic 500, a bike that is probably in reality a 1.5 out of 5 star bike, a 2 star bike? It's probably the worst bike I've ridden, but why is it the bike that I like? I think I like it more than any other bike I've ever ridden. Why is that? Why can I not stop thinking about it? Why did I spend 1.5 hours on eBay yesterday looking for a bike that I would class as the worst bike I've ever ridden? Oh, it's a funny time we live in, isn't it? It makes you understand the kind of rider you are, because I value, quite clearly in my mind, I value the character and the soul of a motorcycle above absolutely everything else, because this bike is, it would get laughed at if I went out for a ride with my friends. In fact, I'd ruin their enjoyment because it's so damn slow. They would be waiting for me for 10 minutes every 15 minutes or so. Okay, I'm carrying on now. Next owner insight. I was waiting for this, Freddie. Another excellent video from you and Monica. You did it justice in explaining about the character of the bike. I'm from India. Living in the UK, I have fond memories of seeing this beauty in India, in the Indian countryside and cities. Bullets are widely used, and also it gives me a silly happiness to say that the Royal Enfield bikes are made from Chennai, Madras. That's where I'm from. And this is why I love it. This is exactly why I love Royal Enfields, because of their authenticity. They're not a garage queen. I can imagine Indian riders using them as a daily mode of transport on all terrains, not smooth motorways, but sidetracks, muddy roads, potholed roads. These are bikes to be used, and these are bikes made by bikers as a mode of transport. The Indians make motorcycles to be used on a daily basis, and they make motorcycles that are built to be affordable for the masses. And that is why I love them so much. I continue. Hey, Freddie, I'm from India. And I recently bought the classic 350 Reborn. It's the new generation and it's more fun and more rhythmic. It has the Meteor engine, semi-digital instrument cluster, no kickstart, dual channel ABS, dual disc brakes, I should say. It's got the Meteor chassis, but much more, but now it's the perfect mix of vintage and modern bike. Made like a gun, goes like a bullet. Cheeky wink. And it's my daily driver. I'm a college student, and here in India, people have lots of Enfields here, they have their own identity, their own status. In almost 1.5 months, I've clocked up 900 kilometres. It's top-notch handling, definitely addicted to the dug-dug sound it makes. I love that. You get that picture, don't you? In India, no riding to school or riding to college on these Enfields, and they really are a gigantically popular bike. I just love reading these. It puts character into the bike, you know, telling a story behind these bikes. It really connects you with them, unlike anything else. I'm just going to do the last few here. Freddie, I bought my Classic 500 new in December 2019 because they built them to 2020. You know, they built these bikes up until 2 years ago. So this rider would have bought one of the very last. I bought it new in December 2019, before I even had my license. But due to all the lockdown restrictions, I wasn't able to get my test done until the end of August 2021. Can you imagine how frustrating that was? However, I used the time wisely and the bike was customized to my tastes. Engine bars, sump guard, spotlights, changes to the exhaust and the rear suspension. Since passing my test, I've racked up over 3,000 miles on the bike, which I call HG Wells. It's my time machine. I love that. Calls it HG Wells, as it's my time machine. It's never let me down and always provokes conversation wherever I go. You can chuck it into corners with ease, and that noise is glorious. It's not a bike for selling on. I also have a BMW F800 ST, which is fast but soulless. It has no name. Full stop. And that just so perfectly sums up what these bikes are about. They have a complete character of their own. You feel something when you're riding them. You connect to them so much so. This rider has named his Classic 500. Doesn't see the need to name the BMW F800. It's all about the character. It's about the way it makes you feel. Thank you for sending that in. Okay, I'll do the last three. Freddie, I've got a military green Classic 500. Had it 5 years. The only problem is the vibration, which sometimes makes things fall off. The biggest plus is the Kickstarter, as my current battery keeps draining and I can still start it every time. The more battered it gets, the better it looks. 2 points here. I'm glad I saved this one. First off, the vibrations making things fall off. This sounds completely ridiculous until it actually happened to me when I had the bike for 3 hours. The side stand sensor sheared off, and was dangling off the bottom of the bike. Monica said to me, "Freddie, I think there's something hanging off the bike." I didn't know what it was, tucked it in the side, got back to Easy Rider Tenerife, and they said, "Oh yeah, that's the kickstand, so they'll have to weld that back on." So yes, I know now firsthand that things do actually fall off. With regards to the kickstand, you know, I was off to meet, I was off to meet Moto UK yesterday, who's a British YouTuber. We had coffee in Tenerife because he was over testing out a Moto Guzzi engine. And I was coming over to meet him. And I jumped on the bike. It was 9 in the morning, 8:50 in the morning. Turn on the Bonneville and guess what? Didn't start. And it's so annoying when motorbikes don't start. And you know what? It's probably getting worse now because bikes are so much more technologically advanced. There's so many things going on that the battery has to cope with. It's such a common thing that batteries just end up dying and you're stuck, you're stranded. Even sometimes I hear from some BMW owners that if they leave the bike for 4 days on a new BMW, the battery can die. So I actually love the idea of this kickstand. It took me, I'll be honest with you, it took me 15 minutes of being shown by the owner's son of Easy Rider Tenerife how to use a kickstand. And it was so embarrassing by the end that I said to him, oh, don't worry, it's fine. I'll head off and I'll go and learn how to do it, you know, just by myself. And he said, no, Freddie, no, because you won't do that, will you? You won't, you're just saying it. And I said, okay, yeah, you got me, okay. Okay, I'll stay here and do it. It took me 15 minutes of awkwardly trying to do it, then looking at him for some encouragement, and finally I managed to do it. And now I know how to do it with 3 kicks down, and on the 3rd, usually it kicks into life. But I love kickstands, and they make so much sense. And I think kickstands make almost as much sense now as they did 10 or 20 years ago, because the batteries just do not seem to cope on modern bikes. And I certainly, I'd love a kickstand on the Bonneville, because the amount of times I've now been stranded on the Bonneville, I'd give anything for a kickstand. I continue. Freddie, I own a Classic 500 Stealth Black, same that's in your videos. The Meteor and the new Classic 350 are amazingly smooth, but there's something about the 500 which is unmatched. The character is something unique to this. I've travelled across India on this and wouldn't trade it for anything. Final two, I'll do. Thanks for sharing. I have to say that in my 43 years of riding motorbikes, I too have done the big, fast bike thing. However, with my perceived wisdom, for what it's worth, is that what's really important is smiles per mile. I had a Bullet 500 for 8 years. I regretfully sold it as I wanted and still love an Interceptor, and I did not have the secure storage space to keep both. This is how I'm now feeling more and more the longer I've been biking, because I've had the 130 horsepower Triumph Speed Triple. These kinds of bikes, whether it's the Bonneville, bear in mind the Bonneville is half the horsepower. My Bonneville, 65 horsepower, half the horsepower of the Triumph Speed Triple, half of it. And I remember thinking when I got it, Fred, you're selling out. You're selling out. Like, you're going backwards. You're buying slower bikes. Because I thought I had to be getting faster and faster bikes every time I got a new bike. And I understand there's a place for that, and every single rider is different. There's a type of bike for everyone. But I get now so strongly the glory and the joy of these simple bikes that are designed for our roads. They're designed for our roads. These Enfields, they are perfect for real road conditions, for real speed limits. And it's so interesting when I hear from older bikers, you know, who've gone completely the other way. You know, this bike had a Bullet 500 and only sold it for the Interceptor. I mean, even the Interceptor, you know, it's only 47 horsepower. Sometimes I think that's all you need. I really do. And the final one, pure poetry, brother. I have a Classic 500 Battle Green, and I've got to tell you, every day I enjoy it more and more. Everything about this bike is perfect. The vibrations, the simplicity, the lack of technology. It's just like you said, it's niche. I really like the modern ones, but this is a different kind of animal. Okay, let me have a look. So Royal Enfield Classic 500. Let's have a look and see what's the story about this. Let's have a look and see what the papers write about this. So if we go to, let's have a look, we'll go just and check Motorcycle News and see what they're saying about it, because I always like to get a relative opinion on this from them, just to keep some relativity. So every bike I check, I usually go here. Now they rate it 3 out of 5. Owner's rating, 4 out of 5. Owner's reliability rating, 3.4 out of 5. So none of those numbers are brilliant, although the owner's rating of 4 out of 5, I actually would say, is quite good. Annual servicing costs £140. Ride quality and brakes, 2 out of 5 stars. Now, you see, I found the ride quality actually very good. It's soft suspension. The brakes aren't good, but they are perfectly adequate for the horsepower and the bike itself. I never had an issue with the brakes at all, because you're never going so fast to worry. They do a perfectly good job, the brakes. I think that may be harsh, 2 out of 5. Engine, 2 out of 5. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't argue with that too much. 2 out of 5 for the engine. It's a characterful engine, it's lovely, but yeah, it's not going to win any awards, but it's the character. If there was a mark out of 5 for character for the engine, it'd be 5 out of 5. But okay, fair enough. Let's go 2 out of 5. I do understand that. Reliability and build quality, 2 out of 5. Yes, I do agree with that. I could tell areas of the paint on the edge, not brilliantly done. Some of the welding, not great. Bits do fall off, it's true. But the value compared to the rivals, 4 out of 5. And I love this equipment, 1 out of 5 stars. Yep, completely agree. Love MCN. Very, very good place to get an unbiased opinion on motorcycles. So now I'm going to, let's go and have a look at some used prices here. Right. I'm on Auto Trader. Bear in mind, these bikes, by the time they stopped selling them, came in at £4,800. Okay, £4,800. And they were never expensive. You know, at the start of their run, back in 2008, well, if they were £4,800 in 2020, you know, they were probably maybe a little bit under £4,000 when they first came out. Bear that in mind, because, you know, on Auto Trader, for 2016 model, you're looking at £3,790. And back in 2016, they probably only cost about £4,300 new. These bikes do not go down in value. Now, the problem is they've stopped selling them 2 years ago. And this is, as my title said on YouTube, they are the final bastion of the old school motorcycles. There will never, ever be anything like this again. And the residual values, the used prices, are starting to show very, very clearly now. 2018 models, £4,400. 2019 models, £4,600. Tell you what, there's even one with a sidecar here for £9,000. But there's a glorious one here. Green tank, that looks absolutely lovely. 2018 model, 4 years old. These are not cheap. Now, the problem we have here is that you will not be going out, because the residuals are so strong, and buying a classic 500 because it's a good value used proposition. Because it's not. There are many, many other Japanese bikes that will be much, much better for much, much less money. However, they're not a Royal Enfield Classic 500. So you need to part with, at least on Auto Trader, £3,700. However, even though they have held the value so well, they are not a great bargain, they're going to be going up in value in my eyes, because they're the final one of their generation. As I said, there'll never be anything like it again, and they have absolutely everything needed to be a future classic with all of that character. The question is, can I find anything cheaper on eBay? Is it possible to find any of these cheaper? And it doesn't look like I've got much hope on eBay either. What I'm going to do now is have a look at the classic's very similar brother, which is the Bullet 500. And if I'm looking at the Bullet 500, you're still looking at £3,000. These do not drop in value. I've never seen anything like it. I'm looking at a 2010 Royal Enfield Bullet. Looks superb. This is actually 350cc one. It's £3,300. It would have been possibly cheaper than that in 2010 to buy. These are, in our current volatile climate, with stocks and shares going through the floor, and the same with many other things, these have got to be as sound an investment as you could ever possibly dream of. If I had a garage with space, I would be going out and buying a Royal Enfield Classic 500 or a Royal Enfield Bullet, because they are superb, superb value propositions. I must check now the final place where I know there's a chance to get a bargain, and that is Gumtree. Is it possible to actually find a bargain? Royal Enfield Classic 500. Or do bargains not exist with these bikes? They may not exist. I'm on Gumtree, which is where I usually find great value bikes. You know, I'm looking at one here, 2020, the last of the generation in black. Ooh, now this is a special bike. Now, and this is also very, very interesting because Royal Enfield, and I think you may still be able to buy one brand new to order, special order bike. And that is the Royal Enfield Classic 500. I think they call it all black or something like that. And it's £4,900 and it's the very, very last edition. Now, this one here from 2020, the price, £5,700. I'm sure that's about £1,000 over the list price. It looks glorious. But what we're looking at here are motorcycles that are actually being sold for more than they were selling for retail when absolutely brand new. When brand new. How often does that happen in the motorcycling world? It's not a common thing. I'll have to check one more. So if I go here, Gumtree, Royal Enfield, let's try Bullet. Maybe I'll have more like Royal Enfield Bullet 500. Is there a bargain to be found? And I'll also put, for the final search onto eBay, I'll put, instead of Classic 500, I'll put Bullet 500. And let's see what we can find. Okay, so on Gumtree, what have I got? Okay, I found one for £2,800 from 2010. £3,100, you know, this, okay, fine. You need £3,000 to buy one of these, and bargains do not exist with these old classic Royal Enfields, and I predict the prices to be going up and up as these get more and more desirable. Not even in the long term, not even in 10 years. Sometimes I'm trying to predict motorcycle and car residuals, future prices, 10 years ahead. Not necessary for these, the Bullets and the Classic 500s. These bikes, within the next year or two, will be going up noticeably in value. So if you're looking for a good investment, get your hands on one of these because you're onto an absolute winner and you're onto something that will get more and more desirable as the years go on. And we're looking, I'm thinking, imminent future here, the next year or two, because every time these pull up at events or just a ride on a Sunday, they will get more attention than a £20,000 Harley Davidson, I'm sure. They are so unique. Right, I'll end it there. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. Go and check out xlmoto.com for that course kit sale, jeans and jacket for under £80. That's xlmoto.com. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Have a superb week, everyone, and I'll speak to you in the next one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.